Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Monday Morning Quarterbacks brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely in the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. I'm Zach Strief here with Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Drew, for 2 weeks in a row now, you guys opened the game up with five consecutive touchdowns, which is a pretty unusual stat. You guys end up scoring on your first nine possessions right now, this game. I mean, could the offense be any more efficient than it is right now?
Well, I didn't realize that stat, but I think we'd like to keep that going. Here's the thing, you know, you just focus on each play one at a time. You focus on being efficient, making great decisions, and just, you know, moving the chains. I would say there probably wasn't a ton of big plays in those drives, but it was just methodical, right? And so when you talk about ball control, you talk about running it efficiently and just playing complementary football with your defense, I think that's the objective, you know. I mean, obviously to get points at the end. But, you know, when you can go on a 16-play drive to start the game, eat up 10 minutes, and get the 7 points at the end, I mean, those are huge, huge plays in the game.
Obviously a lot of discussion this week about Dez Bryant coming in, getting hurt, never getting to put on a Saints uniform. The Saints activate Keith Kirkwood, comes into the game, has two big receptions, one for 42 yards. Talk about him, his development, what kind of what you see in him as a player and where he might fit in this offense.
Yeah, really excited for him and the opportunity that he got today, and I think we'll continue to get. You know, young guys like him and Dan Arnold and some others that are just going to continue to get more opportunities as they become, you know, find that comfort level in this offense, and just more weapons that we can spread the ball around to. But I'm excited for him. I think he's worked his way into this position, and he deserves it.
Second week in a row also that the Saints defense gets a big turnover right before the half. That gives you guys the opportunity to put up that fifth touchdown. Both weeks, same thing. Last week, Alex Anzalone. This week, Marcus Williams. Talk about this defense, how opportunistic they are, how they've come up big in big moments.
Yeah, those are huge plays. I mean, you talk about momentum. The interception, then the return, right? And then we get that one shot at the end zone, and we capitalize. So, yeah, these are you go into the locker room feeling pretty good at halftime, and then it just charges you up for the second half.
You guys run the ball 47 times, 244 yards. I know you're shaking your head. I'm also in disbelief of 47 carries. The offensive line has been talked about a lot this week, especially after the Rams game. You come into this game, they basically dominate the line of scrimmage. Also allow you to complete 22 of 25 passes, which is – it's just incredibly efficient football. It's unbelievable. You guys have Mark Ingram go over 100 for the first time. Alvin Kamara comes up with 100 total yards on the day. Talk about how difficult this is. This team will always be kind of referred to as a passing team with you at quarterback, and yet you look at that 244 yards on the ground. It's going to make you guys pretty tough to defend.
Yeah, listen, we talk about balance, right? So at times balance isn't yardage, right? It's the number of opportunities, right? And so when we talk balance of carries versus passing attempts, right, and then just when they're coming, right, just you understand that, man, 3 and 4 yards for a run on first and second down is a good play, right? And it pays dividends as the game goes on, too, as you wear a defense down. And then those runs turn into 6, 8 yard runs, and all of a sudden you pop one for a big one. And we've got the backs to do it, but, man, the guys up front have done such a phenomenal job. We put a lot on their shoulders, and they continue to just control the line of scrimmage and really control the game as a result of that.
Last thing for you this week, you guys come out, you convert your first 7 third down opportunities offensively. End up missing your last 5, but really at the point in the game where you guys are running the ball on third and longs, and that's winning football for this team. That's an area where the Saints struggled last season. It has steadily moved up. You guys came into this week eighth in the NFL on third down. What kind of changes have you guys made scheme-wise, or is it just purely better execution on third down this year?
I think it's better execution. I also think that we look at the third down situations we've been in versus last year. I think I found that last year a lot of third and longs, like, you know, the ones we weren't converting. This year I find that as a result of just the efficiency of the offense, you know, we're in these 3rd and 3, 5, 6, yard ranges, which, you know, historically you're going to convert a lot more of those. There's a lot more calls on the play sheet, as Sean would say, that he can get to instead of being in those third and long. So that's what we have to strive for. Being third manageable situations, we'll convert a lot of them, we'll move the ball, we'll score points.
Doesn't just feel that way. Average third down was 2.1 yards to go for you guys through the first seven. You also didn't have a negative play until the fourth quarter of this game on a one-yard loss on a run. So Drew Brees, amazing performance today. Thanks so much. Good luck next week against the Eagles.
Thanks, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.